Hey everybody, and welcome to the Brothers Geek, the podcast where geeky brothers talk about geeky things. I'm Chris Laporte, Dawn Guard Quest Ignorer, and Enterprise Toilet Scrubber.
There you go again with, like, trying to make really hard things to say. Is that now just going to be your thing? I'm going to make something that's really hard for me to say.
I'm going to try my best to screw myself over with my own words that I just wrote down. I thought, you know what's funny, yeah, is I thought, this is fine, but I didn't say it out loud.
This is fine. You should start practicing.
Probably.
Anyway, my name is Patrick Laporte. I am the laser blaster and the soul taker.
Nice.
You gotta keep it simple and sweet, Chris. That's the key.
I guess you're not wrong on that one. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Chris.
Imagine it.
Also, it's our senior discount episode, by the way.
It is. We turned 60 today.
We now only have to pay $8 at the movies rather than
$12. Is it $8? Because I feel like...
I don't know.
I feel that like it's more expensive even for your senior discount there, Patrick. Do you think we can go to a movie theater?
They make you pay more? When you turn 60?
No. I just feel like it's more than $8.
Oh, yeah. It's like probably like 10 as opposed to 12 or something. It's like $2.
You think we could go to a theater and just say, hey, we've done 60 episodes of this podcast?
Yeah, just put up my phone and be like, 60. See that? You done lately?
That's my name right there. See that? That's our podcast. Me. What have you that's done me. Lately? You ripped a few tickets is what you did. That's it.
Oh, how many of those tickets did you rip today?
Probably more than 60, actually.
Whatever.
Whatever. I'm very excited for what I'm drinking today, Patrick. Because I've tried, and I've tried, and I've tried to find this drink. To find this brewery. One of the few things, because I stupidly, as we talk about craft beer all the time, on this show, well, not all the time, we just bring it up every episode briefly.
Yeah, every episode we talk about it
for a moment. But our love for craft beer, I went from the mecca of craft beer to the desert where craft beer, good craft beer, is just not allowed, apparently.
Except
one place, but
no fun.
I was like, you know what, we don't get this brewery in California. I'm gonna finally be able to get this, because I'm sure, like, I'm now in this territory. I'm only a couple states away.
Uh-huh.
And I just couldn't find it anywhere. And then we went to Mammoth Caves National Park in Kentucky.
And you dug it up from the ground.
And it was in a cave, Patrick. Like like Bilbo finding his buttons again. No. Buttons. We went back down. I was like, whoa, before we pass back into Tennessee, I've got to try something. And we found basically the Kentucky equivalent of, like, Total Wine. And I almost gave up because I wasn't finding it. And then Jamie was the one that was like, doesn't that say, like, Floyd's something? I was like, three Floyd's. I found it. It's all I've wanted since I've been out here. And all I've been looking for. And there's three Floyd's waiting for me. They don't have... It would have been really great if I'd have found, like, their famous one called Zombie Dust, because that would have been really appropriate for... I might have used it as a weapon of the week. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But I did find...
But you would have made the zombies fly with the zombie dust.
Doesn't work like... It's like Peter Pan shit in that bottle.
Yeah, it's like pixie dust.
It only works on zombies, though. And you know what? They could say that. Are you going to prove them wrong? Like,
can't prove them wrong.
But I did get one called Space Station Middle Finger, and it literally is a Space Station Middle Finger.
That's amazing. I want that on a shirt.
Right? And it's a pale ale, 6%. And I was like, pale ales, they're usually just fine. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so flavorful for a pale ale, especially. It's got a little kind of citrusy notes in there.
I also have some good news, because I thought I was out of this, but I found a bonus breakfast stout in the fridge today, and I was really excited, because I thought I had drank all of it, and I was like, oh man, all I got left is, like, I mean, it's fine, but, like, 805 and Guinness and stuff, I haven't had time to, like, go out and get something new.
Right.
But I found a bonus breakfast stout.
Hell yeah.
And I'm real excited about it.
Nice.
Look at that. I'm as happy as this guy. Look at him.
He does look happy eating that bowl of cereal.
So happy.
Wait, wait, wait.
It's probably oatmeal.
Is it oatmeal or is it just this beer in that bowl? That he's lip, like...
Oh, yeah. For whatever reason, he's, like, using a spoon to drink.
Yeah, exactly. He's just bringing it up spoonful by spoonful.
Spoonful of stout makes the medicine go down.
That is a health program I can get behind.
Mm-hmm. Just milk stout, and then...
Yeah. There you go. And you're good.
Oh. Well, you know what? It's going to make 2018 a little bit... easier. You know, we thought 2017 is pretty rough, and for a while we're like, oh man, there are some things to look forward to. One of those things, you know, we saw a lot of glimpses of Red Dead Redemption 2 when we were waiting for it. We were just waiting for it. We were on the precipice. Well, Rockstar this last week announced that it got delayed again, but they have now, like, for sure given us a date, well, at least a month. They give a specific date too. So they're saying October 28th.
Nice.
2018. Red Dead Redemption 2 will hit the shelves. So look forward to that, Chris. What are you most excited about? Because we talked about, hey, what video games are we excited for this year? And Red Dead Redemption always comes up. But we haven't really talked about, I mean, maybe briefly, why we're so excited for Red Dead Redemption 2. So what's the one thing about R2D2 R2 that you're looking forward to the most?
I want to feel like just the lone rider out there in the wilderness, you know, like, because when you were John Marston in Red Dead, you just had those wide open, just out in the world, out in the wilderness, and there's just something stark and wonderful about it. I don't know what it was, especially when you entered Mexico and it was like runaway train.
Stand in front of a runaway train.
And
just to feel alive again. Cold wind bursting through the wind.
I was wondering.
From here around here.
I was going to say, how far is it, can he go?
That's as far as I can go.
Somebody entered Mexico.
Because you're so far, so far away. You're so far, so far away. Who are you? All right, I'm done.
No, it was
good. Free song. Man, if only Red Dead Redemption 2 was, like, on PC, or Red Dead Redemption 1 was on PC, so someone could mod my singing rendition of that song into the part where the actual song goes.
That would be spectacular. And that's the only thing modded in the entire run through. So it's just all normal. And you're like, okay, here's this epic thing. And it's just Patrick's voice.
Standing from...
Why is it Bob Dylan?
I don't know. He kind of sounds like that a little bit. I guess. Like the singer of that song.
You know what I think it is? I think anytime you pretend to sing, you just automatically...
I go Bob Dylan. Yeah, yeah, it's true. It's true.
I think just that feeling, I really felt immersed in that world, and I really, really hope there's a story that connects me to that world the way that the first one did, because it's really hard in an open world game to have a solid story I'm very interested in that I feel is gripping, but I also feel allowed to stray from the story. Like, that's really hard to have a balance, and I think Red Dead did a freaking great job of that. So hopefully we get that again.
Yeah. Well, I'm most excited for, one of the things I'm excited for is, it seems like the character you will be playing as is a real piece of shit.
So I just can't wait to be a piece of shit.
No, legitimately. Because when you play Red Dead 1, you're like, oh man, John Marston, like, such a good guy, right? Like, you know, he like murders people all the time. he's trying to redeem his ways. It's Red Dead Redemption, you know. So I never, like, robbed people that much. I never used the bandit's mask or whatever, you know. I never robbed trains, you know, yeah. anything like that. So I'm kind of excited to be like, hell yeah, this character would do that. I'm going to do it. I'm going to, like, rob stuff and be a piece of shit because I can. Because it fits the character better this time around.
That you assume.
Yeah, until you learn, you know, he's doing it because his kids have cancer or whatever.
Jesus. Super heavy, like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to kill this alligator attacking me for my kids. Like, everything's for my
Gotta
kids.
Gotta do it for my kids. My kids need these new pair of shoes.
These new boots, these leather boots, the alligator boots.
I gotta kill all the buffalo for my kids.
Manifest destiny!
There was an achievement in the first one for killing... There was a limited amount of buffalo in the game, and there was an achievement for killing all of them, and it was called Manifest Destiny.
I did not say that on accident, Patrick.
Uh-huh.
Which also implies that I definitely killed all the buffalo.
I definitely did.
100%.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So, Red Dead 2, you have plenty of time to save up for it. And I have plenty of time to kill plenty of monsters in Monster Hunter World.
Oh, man. So. Just give me a couple weeks. I'm going to get this game and get some Monster World hunting with you. Maybe we'll
Monster World hunting.
Monster World hunting. And maybe put it up on YouTube. So.
Yeah.
I'm also very excited, Patrick. Because it's...
Why?
It's happened. I didn't think this would ever happen.
What's happening?
But we need to do an ad.
Whoa!
Bam, 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 bam! Oh! What the hell?
Yeah, get ready to...
I can't believe it.
Have your ears bleed.
Yeah, we got an email and I was like, nah, this is a joke, right? I even let it go and then they emailed me again. I was like, holy shit, this is real.
This is real. This is real life.
But it's a great first ad to do because it's the most appropriate thing for us to be promoting. It is the geekiest of t-shirt sites called Ripped Apparel. That's RIPTApparel.com. And we're going to have a link right in our description. You can use that link. Not only do you get some like kick-ass shirts that are from all your favorite pop culture media. So there's all kinds of different TV shows and movies and video games and mashups, and it's fantastic. So if you're ever tired of going and getting your superhero like your Superman shirt from Target.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's 14 other people that have this shirt.
There's a dude, you went and you go and get your Flash t-shirt at Target, and then you go to purchase that t-shirt, and the cashier has the same t-shirt on because it's red.
100%.
You could be unique with Ripped Apparel.
Exactly. And they do. I haven't seen any of this stuff anywhere. So definitely check them out through our link in our description. Because if you use our link, it helps us out too. So you can be saying thank you to us in the process while you're getting your sweet, sweet t-shirt. And they did send me
they
one.
Have a sweet dino. They have a sweet dino DNA shirt.
Yes, that was one of them. And I almost got that one too. But I got one and it's really cool. I'll probably post a picture of it or something on Twitter. And great material. It's super soft. And I'm definitely going to be buying like 5 more shirts. But no, that money's got to go to Monster Hunter. Then I'm going to buy 5 more shirts. So,
Monster Hunter.
Yeah. Probably have shirts from them pretty much on every birthday and Christmas. Like, here, I want these three. And
they're not super expensive either, Chris.
No,
they're like,
not.
What, 20 and something dollars?
Yeah, exactly. They're $20. And even better, they have deals all the time. And every day, they have 3 new designs that are percentage off. So you can get, you know, a sale every day. And they have new designs that come in every day. And if you're like, I love all 3 of them, well, they're discounted. So, or if there I love one of them, they're discounted. And they're usually pretty tight. Like every week or every day, I look at what they've had and it's sweet. They're geekiest, most wonderful things that you can think of. So definitely check them out. Use our link. And it says thanks to us too. So
yeah.
Ripped Apparel.
You're welcome.
Also, right. We do want to thank everybody for listening to our podcast. It is something we love doing, and we need your help to spread the word, get more people listening in and joining us, discussing how we're going to take out the zombie apocalypse every week. And that's all through your guys talking about this. So, you know, spread the news on Twitter and retweet our stuff, and rate and review us on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you're listening to this. And it really helps us out, and we really appreciate it.
Yep. On to other news. Well, not news. Something that is very near and dear to our heart in America, you know, is the great presidents of the United States. You know, we love the presidents here. Well, most of them. I won't say the one that we don't like.
There's only one.
There's only one. There can only be one. But we love the presidents so much that we've erected a whole mountain in their name.
Is it? I was thinking about this since we were going to talk about this. Isn't it the weirdest thing in the world that we just chiseled out this mountain to put four heads on?
I mean, chiseled is dynamite, mostly.
Okay.
We gotta do it big if we're gonna do it. This right. is America.
They didn't even finish it. Like, Lincoln's missing an ear. What's going on up there?
I don't know. But you know, it was... I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why we did it, Chris. To erect what this nation stands for in the representation of four of the greatest presidents of our history.
You've said erect. I just want to say that you've said erect like five times in the last two minutes.
I feel like I haven't mentioned penises in a while on the podcast, Chris. So I'm trying to do it subtly, but since you pointed it out.
I'm sorry. I'm just. Oh, man.
Yeah, penises on the brain. But each one of these presidents representing something. And of, like, you know, these are, the, like, they're not all founding fathers. There's only, like, two that were. But we were talking, and we're like, hey, what if we had a geeky Mount Rushmore? A Mount Geeksmore.
Nice.
Perhaps. Who would be on our mountain? So, I've got four people.
I've got four people, too. I'm
guessing you got four people.
I do. It's weird because I when I sent you this, I said, let's do, like, characters or whatever. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, oh, shit, we could totally do, like, the creators of geekiness, too. Because I was like, oh, it's easy. It's Roddenberry and Tolkien.
Yeah.
And Stan Lee.
George Lucas.
And Lucas. There's your four. And then I was like, you can make a case for, like Homer. In the Odyssey, like, you can make a case.
Yeah.
You can make a case for, like, Mary Shelley, the writer of Frankenstein. You could...
Or who's the guy who did Dracula?
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah, that dude. Whoever invented Buck Rogers, like, because I feel like that's influenced every sci-fi ever. You know, like, I was like, oh,
Dune,
shit.
The guy who wrote Dune.
The guy who wrote Dune. Didn't David Lynch direct that movie?
Frank Herbert? Is that
a name? What a weird time that has had trying to be a movie.
Yeah.
But we're going characters because the field is huge. And I guess you can kind of you can kind of honor the creators at the same time. Like, their characters are their legacy kind of thing. So
yeah, that's true. I tried to make sure I spread out the love a little bit with, like, TV, movie, video game,
me too.
Sort of stuff.
Me too. So, yeah, that's exactly what we did. Hopefully, we'll represent the geek world across all media appropriately.
Yeah.
This is our attempt. And obviously, we have the authority to be 100% accurate about this.
We are the authority.
We are the authority.
No one else is doing this, so...
Okay, right. So do you want
to... Who wants to go first?
Let's have you go ahead and start us off here, Patrick.
Okay.
Mostly because I got to make sure I've pronounced the first one right.
Okay. When I was thinking about this, when you sent this, hey, let's do that this week, and I was like, all right, let's do it. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, how do I choose? So I did very, very minor research on the actual Mount Rushmore and the presidents represented in it. So I tried to pick the characters that best fit the person, like the president.
Amazing.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm starting with the very first, George Washington.
Okay.
And I was thinking, all right, George Washington, you know, founding father, the first president. So it should be a character that is like the first for something. A general, you know, so like, you know, leads people well, can fight. So I was like, all right, so he's a founding father, the first president. He has gone into unknown territory. He's a general. I got it. My first one is Captain Kirk.
Oh, nice.
Of the Star Trek Enterprise.
Nice.
As George Washington, because he's the, you know, the first captain in Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Star Trek. Sorry.
My God.
Star Trek Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And the Star Trek show and movies and all that. First captain.
Sweet.
Leads well. Can fight. He's got those double-handed punches. Star Trek was very much like a big shooting off point of like popular science fiction.
Right.
You know, so... You know, the first sort of founding father for that sort of thing. Yeah, so he's got a... Maybe he might have wooden teeth. I don't know, maybe.
I mean...
I wouldn't doubt it.
You can't rule it out.
George Washington probably was a womanizer. I don't know, maybe. Who knows? No one will know. Can't tell now.
I mean...
But, well, Captain Kirk planted a lot of seeds.
This, you know, is true.
So, are you? And Washington's got that cherry tree or whatever.
So you're comparing Captain Kirk's sexual activity with aliens to,
yes,
the legend of George Washington chopping down a cherry tree and not lying about it?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because you know Captain Kirk would never lie about, yeah, I banged that alien chick. Whatever. You brag about it.
Oh, how green was she? Super green.
Super green. Almost like as green as a tree. You know? But yeah.
Oh,
so
good.
Captain Kirk, George Washington.
Boom. I'm glad I made backups, because that fucking takes one of mine.
Nice.
I was like, don't say it. Don't say it. Son of a bitch.
What are the chances that I would pick a Star Trek
thing? Exactly. 100% what I thought. All right. Well, my first one, going way back, because I was thinking...
Ooh, way back.
My thought on this whole thing was, I want to have the characters that really influenced, like, geekiness to follow. You know, because
right.
If we're talking, like you said, like, Founding Fathers kind of thing, like, I want the ones that really influenced the course, if geekiness... in all medias was like a nation. Like all geeks were a nation of people that lived in different states. Like, this is the state of Star Trek.
Yeah.
And sometimes you love a few states. So, like, which ones directed our nation of geekiness in the best directions, I guess, and influenced us. So first and foremost, for just about anything else, at the core of everything is the hero's journey. Because, like, 9 times out of 10, just media in general is like the hero's journey, like
right.
call to action and all that, you know, shit that every single solitary hero is like a nobody, but then he's called to something and he denies the calling and then all that stuff.
Yeah.
Origins, well, not the origin, but one of the origins of that kind of trope, Perseus.
Okay.
So Perseus would be like my George Washington, I guess.
You're going like actual history.
Yeah. Right? I mean, without mythology, we would not have modern geekiness. Because so many icons and legends, some of which I'll be mentioning later on my Rushmorean geekness, use mythology as a catalyst of their fiction. Including myself. I'm writing, like, I have this fiction idea that's just exploded in my brain, and it's a fantasy setting, and I had to write it down. But it's, like, a lot of the influence is, like, Aztec mythology. and Mayan mythology. Like, I wanted to do something with that. And that's exactly what, like, a lot of authors today have done. They're like, well, let's go back to mythology. So Perseus,
right,
who is most famous for killing Medusa,
mm-hmm,
would be in my first slot as the classic, nice, iconic hero's journey made famous by, of course, Clash of the Titans.
Of course. Of course. Now, do you think, this brings up a funny idea that I just had in my mind, do you think Greeks / Romans back in the day, when they're like hearing all of these mythological tales and stuff like that, and let's say somebody writes a new one, someone writes a new one about Hercules, like his ninth labor or whatever, you know. And so it's, let's just pull a random, his eighth labor, the eighth in the series, canonically the eighth one.
Mm-hmm.
And they read / hear this eighth story, like, and it's called, like, The Last Hero or something like that is the name of this story.
Uh-huh.
Do they think there was some backlash of, like, they ruined Hercules? They ruined it. This isn't the Hercules that I grew up with. What is he trying? Now he's supposed to be this strong, badass dude that can roll a boulder up a hill forever. But now he's, like, dealing with, like, his mortality as, like, a half god, half human person, and he's split. Like, what is this bullshit? They ruined Hercules. Do you think there was anything like that?
Yeah, yeah. They all hung out in, like, the forum, and they just screamed at each other.
Yeah, they hung out at the forum a lot
and just screamed at each other without really talking about anything. They just yelled at each other.
Yeah. Yeah, and the funny thing about the forum too that I've read is that whenever you enter the forum, you don't use your real name for whatever reason, because it would get, like, they wanted, you know, there might be three Jerrys or, you know, whatever the Greek equivalent of Jerry was.
Yeah, how many Jerrys are walking around in Greece?
Yeah, yeah, so you have
Jeremus, come hither.
You have to make your own name, so there was a lot of, you know, and you can duplicate names, obviously, no. So you enter the forum and you have a nickname of sorts, so it's, you know, like, Medusa Killer 6969, check out my Gorgon, you know, things like that.
11 in Cyclops.
XX, Titan Killer XX.
Elephant emoji.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People just make noises at that point.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think that's exactly how it was.
Exactly what happened, 100%. Right? Good. Glad you agree.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Oh, man. All right.
What's your second big stone head?
Second one. So, this one, Thomas Jefferson. So, another founding father, but later. So, he's not the first president. He's the second, right? Or the third? He was the third, right?
He was the third, yeah.
Yeah.
Right after Ben Franklin.
Yeah. He's not a president, Chris.
He's the first president.
John Adams is the one you're thinking of. Anyway, so I was looking up some stuff about Thomas Jefferson. You know, he was a big thinker. You know, he was part of the American Philosophical Association.
Mm-hmm.
So I really rolled with that. I'm like, oh, he really likes to think about stuff a lot.
Loves making deals with France.
Loves making deals with foreign parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wanted to be the great unifier, I suppose, by, you know, reconciling, you know, things with maybe Britain a little bit, but not too much. You know, he invented some stuff, not as much as Benjamin Franklin, but he did invent. So he likes the sciences. He was a big, like, science guy. He liked, you know, looking at the stars, and the Enlightenment was a big thing for him, you know, so very much that scientific method sort of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, who should I pick? Got it. Morton Solis.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because, you know, He's a great thinker. Maybe sometimes his brain goes faster than his words.
Nice.
His mouth. I don't know how Thomas Jefferson talked, but now I'm just picturing him talking really fast.
That's how he got the Louisiana Purchase. He was talking so fast, they're like, shit, mm-hmm. I think we made a deal. I don't even know.
So that's another thing, Louisiana Purchase, which obviously along with the Louisiana Purchase came like a lot of like genocide and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I mean, like, Morton Solis, the genophage.
Right.
You know, he instigated that, but then, you know, he's trying to, you know, still be a great thinker and help people out a little bit. Thomas Jefferson, still the president of the United States, wants to help out his people and other people and stuff like that. So, you know. Yeah, Morton Solis is Thomas Jefferson.
Did Morton Solis have slaves?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The slaves...
That's a dialogue. That's slave. A dialogue choice I did not go down, I guess.
Yeah. You didn't... Yeah. He wanted to... Was he on the side of, like, just destroying the Geth? I don't remember, actually.
I don't remember. I'm sure he would have made Geth his slaves, right? I mean, that's probably...
Yeah, oh, yeah. To, like, go make his deliveries or whatever and get...
Yeah. I just like reminding everybody our founding fathers did
Oh, yeah, slaves. Most yeah. definitely. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, in February now, Black History Month, let's...
Yeah.
You know...
Let's remember. Let's
give him 1 month, guys, and it'll be fine. It'll all make up
shit,
for it.
All that horrible, horrible shit. It's, oh, we're good.
Make up for it.
My second choice, of course, you took, you dick. Or my my second head. Weird phrasing.
Second head of the night.
I'm going to take this one before I imagine you might have this one. I don't think he like is a is a president, I don't think. So maybe you won't. But in terms of influential, this dude's pretty influential for an entire genre. Without him, who knows? We wouldn't maybe have all the annoying goddamn millions of superhero movies that we do have. And that, of course, is Superman.
Damn it, you did say...
Yes! I saw the worry in your eyes.
Shit. I gotta think of something else now.
Well, maybe, you know what? It's good because you...
I got it. I already thought of another one.
Okay. That was really quick. Damn. That was not edited.
I just switched.
That was not edited at all.
No, yeah, I just switched comic book universes.
Nice.
Basically.
Hey, it works. So, yeah, I mean, you're looking at someone, a Superman, what was he made in the 30s, right? You did your research. He was invented.
He's old, yeah.
He's old as shit. All of our famous superheroes come after him. And he definitely like killed people in the beginning, by the way, like 100%. I don't think he could necessarily.
Batman used a gun at first.
Yeah, right. You know that? I'm pretty sure like the whole like can you know leap
can gods believe
leap? Oh. Well, what's the phrase? Leap over buildings in one. I don't know.
In a single bound?
Yeah. Because at first I don't think he could fly. It was just he could just jump really far. And like, let's just fucking make him fly, I guess.
Yeah, fuck it. And he can shoot lasers out of his eyes. Whatever.
And
it's fine.
His breath is really cold. And you can't hurt him. And
X-ray vision.
Yeah. And he represents the first time writers wrote themselves into a corner with a superhero and were like, shit, space rocks. I don't know. That kills him. And magic. Yeah. Hey, at least it's not like Martian Manhunter, which is fire. Wow, what a loser.
That's true. It's so rare in his planet, I guess, but here it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to come by. Maybe they don't have oxygen on his planet or something, you know? And
that just gave me...
Fire.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's Mars, right? That just gave me an idea. Like, there should be a superhero, like, story where, like, this dude is legit wherever he came from. Like, he's Superman where he came from. Comes to our world and he's just, like, he's allergic to everything.
No. he becomes Bubble Boy. It's, like, that's his, like, but it's legitimately, like... He's a superhero, but he's just confined to this bubble.
Yeah.
Because if he goes outside of it, he will, like, just die. because of everything he's allergic to.
Look, on the pavement, like, on the ground, really... it's Bubble Boy. Get him back in his bubble.
Get him.
Jeez.
Get him some air. Get him an IV.
The moops. The moops.
I thought of another really, speaking of like being allergic to stuff, what if James Bond was allergic to cats and all any Bond villain needed to do was throw their cat at James Bond and he'll just go into like a sneezing frenzy and be done.
He always looked really worried when they turned around in that chair. Oh shit.
Is there another
don't
cat?
Don't throw the cat. Fuck. Don't fucking throw the cat. Don't do, no. Oh, it moved. It moved. Oh my god.
Yeah. Octopussy must have been a really hard time.
Well,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's
hard,
right.
Hard time.
What about, what's your next one, Patrick?
All right, so next one I got is, well, I guess I'll do the one you took. Which was, I was going to say, for Abraham Lincoln.
Isn't he last on the...
Yeah, he is. So, okay, I'll go Theodore Roosevelt.
No, I get what you're doing. I like it. Okay. Do this one first. Because I kind of messed you up, and yeah. I got
okay.
you.
Cool. So, Abraham Lincoln, Honest Abe, you know, never tell a lie or whatever. Honest Abe.
It's bullshit.
He's everybody's favorite.
Yeah, all the founding fathers never tell lies. What a bunch of crap.
I know. Everybody's favorite president. When people say like, "Oh, who's your favorite president?" People are like, "Oh, Abraham Lincoln."
100% Lincoln, yeah. He was kind of a badass tall. Though.
Yeah. Very tall. His wife's name was Mary, and Superman was kind of like a Mary Sue, so that's kind of where I was going with that.
I think he was also known for his strength. Like, he would just throw lawyers around. Like, he would just, like, chuck them. Yeah.
He chopped wood.
Yeah, exactly.
Abraham Lincoln chopped
he
wood,
built,
for sure.
He built a cabin like a man.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Just chopping wood. So I had to switch from Superman. I'm just going to go Captain America.
Which is extremely appropriate, actually.
Because he's very, America.
he's very, America.
You saw in the Age of Ultron movie, he doesn't even need to chop and use an axe to chop wood. He just split it in half with his hands.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty impressive. He could build a log cabin pretty fast, I would imagine.
I'm pretty sure, too. Like, every time he chopped one of those things, he was like, America! Like, every time, right?
Yeah.
Am I remembering correctly?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Abraham Lincoln, he was very much, I feel like, on the defensive end of things a little bit. Captain America's weapon is a shield.
Oh.
You know, defense first sort of thing.
Nice.
Yeah, and Captain America's a little bit of a Mary Sue as well, so I can still work that. His wife, Abraham Lincoln's wife, name was Mary. you know, and maybe Captain America works a little bit better, because I don't think Abraham Lincoln could fly. So.
True. Also.
So there you go.
In the Civil War arc of the comics, Captain America gets shot.
In the back of the head? While watching a play?
Maybe.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't even realize. Yeah, Captain America, Civil War. Obviously.
I did you a favor, Patrick.
The connection's there. Yeah, you did.
Nothing like having a good time over Lincoln getting shot. Oh, I don't even like saying that.
That's right. Yep.
Whatever. All right. Well, that's good. I like it. See, I like it even more now. Because it's... You were desperate. And sometimes in your most desperate moments, you find the best connections.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So there you go. Now, please don't take my other one, which I don't think you will.
Oh, let's see. third one.
Mm-hmm.
Another influential... This character represents just so much. The author's contribution to Greek geekiness. This genre is just like... It's like the foundation of the geekiness temple, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And what she represents in terms of like a good, like writing a good female character is so great for the geek world. And that is Galadriel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So yeah. Nice.
Now,
nice. I like it.
First of all, just lore wise, Galadriel's badass, because she's basically the oldest thing in the entire world. Besides, like, Tom Bombadil, like, is the only one that's maybe older. Like, Treebeard. To put it into perspective, like, her group of elves, like, she was, like, part of the very, very first elves. They were put on the world before the moon was made. She's older than the fucking moon.
That's pretty crazy. It's pretty old.
You could also argue, like, besides Sauron himself, probably the most powerful character in the entire world, too. If she was to take the ring, she would have easily just ruled the world. It wouldn't have been a problem. Which puts into context, like, the amount of temptation there would have been for her to be like, no, I can do things better and run the whole fucking world myself. So, her restraint?
They'll have a queen!
Oh, shit, what's happening? I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, I don't, like, this Fellowship, I didn't know anything.
Frodo, you fucked up.
I don't know, I didn't know anything at all. I was like, Frodo's, I don't know what's going to happen right now. It's not good.
Bro, you done goofed.
I don't know if she's a good character, I don't know if she's a bad character, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But so many times, like, girls are written in, women are written into a book or a movie or whatever, and they're just guys. Like, when they're like, oh, I have a strong female lead, when you're just, they're just a guy, really. Like, she has a spear and she stabs things. Like, she's not, like, a woman, though. Like, here we have Galadriel. She wears a dress, and her strength is something more than just slicing people in half, you know? And
yeah,
there's something really, really, like, impactful for something that was basically written, what, in the 60s? Like, is when it really got popularized?
Yeah.
And you have her, like, there's so many strong female characters from Tolkien. Good on you, bro. Like, man, way ahead of your time. About time.
Very progressive.
And, of course, Tolkien, super influential to all of geekiness. I mean, we still can't get away from, like, elves are ancient and magical and powerful beings, like, you know, like, that trope is still there. And again, it's just him using mythology for his own purposes.
Dwarves are rough and mine a lot.
Exactly. We still have those tropes, like, we can't get away from them. That's how influential Tolkien is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Galadriel.
And he was your Lincoln, or she was your Lincoln?
Sure,
I guess.
I didn't see. I love the way you've done this, because I really appreciate that you're trying to, like, find characters that, like, connect, embody the president in themselves. It's great.
Yeah.
Now, that would, so, I guess,
the next one.
Yeah. Because Lincoln's the last one. Teddy. You're just doing it. You skipped, so you get to surprise me with your last one.
Oh, yeah. Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore. Good old Theodore. So I went, you know, Theodore Roosevelt, known as, like, the Rough Rider. Very much trying to get back to, like, strong, America is strong, you know, a tread, what is it, like, speak softly and carry a big stick, whatever, that's, like, his thing that he said. You know, just ultimately pretty badass.
The most man president of all, like.
Yeah, because he's the most manliest president of all. I decided to go with Ellen Ripley.
What a twist.
Yeah, you weren't expecting that.
No, it was not. Wait, did she found the national park systems in space?
What, did she? I don't know.
No, she did not.
No,
she killed a lot, like, of living things.
Yeah, she's like a corrections officer or something, right?
A
warrant officer or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's still really badass.
Oh, maybe the most badass.
So she does things in those movies way better than, like, the guys do.
Anyone, yeah.
They get impregnated and by an alien.
She's more... I don't even know if I want to say this because it sounds weird, but she's more of a man than I am. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, Speak softly, carry a big stick. She carries a big old flamethrower.
Yeah.
That she uses quite effectively.
You know what would be...
She has a lot of big things, like big guns in, you know, that movie. Big muscles.
I feel like she yells a lot, also. Though. I don't think she speaks softly.
She's not. She doesn't. But she has... Who gives a shit? She has a big old flamethrower to back it up.
Just comparatively to this flamethrower, she's speaking softly.
Uh-huh.
I think the best deathmatch, like, fight ever, Ripley v. Furiosa. Where in the end,
I was thinking about using Furiosa as well, but I wanted to go like an older founding person, you know?
It's true.
Which I think Ellen Ripley, like, set sort of a lot of things up for, like, sci-fi and, like, women in sci-fi as well.
That's true, because, I mean, Alien itself is such a influential movie on horror and sci-fi, so it's doing a lot of stuff, and, still this, even to this day, if you go and watch the original trailer, it's terrifying.
Yeah. And like you were saying with Tolkien, Ridley Scott is like a huge influential person in like geekdom.
True.
And it was his choice to make Ripley a female rather than like a male action hero. Because it could have been, she could have easily been like Arnold Schwarzenegger or something.
Yeah. Which,
he was doing other things.
He was killing other aliens.
At the time.
He was doing other things. Which makes sense. He really was doing other things because they're part of the same universe.
Yeah.
So.
He was busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ellen Ripley, badass rough rider, gets shit done.
Nice.
Goes after her enemies with a flaming passion.
Quite literally.
To say the least.
And that's your four, right?
Yeah, that's my
nice.
Four.
Go over them again. So we have the account of.
Yeah. So Captain Kirk, Morden Solis, Captain America, and Ellen Ripley.
Nice. And for my last one, sometimes it's hard to find a balance between like who, what character did things first. How important are they to a genre, to a media? Picking something for video games is kind of hard.
Yeah.
But I think, for me...
It's a me, a Mario!
See, that was one of the people in contention. And in terms of, like, what you can really do... I mean, Mario, obviously, super influential. In terms of, like, oh, video games, like, this is really good. Like, you know, it's setting off, like, this is our flagship franchise now of this of Nintendo until you can really see all of these different things working in video games, like a score, exploration, gameplay mechanics, and a story working in this kind of beautiful combination that's only gotten better and better through time. And that, of course, is Link.
Donkey Kong. Oh.
That, of course,
can Link be your Lincoln? Because Link,
oh
Lincoln.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, it's the last one, so.
And they both have sweet hats.
Oh, isn't Lincoln the last one? I'm probably going to look this up and be like, I said Lincoln was the last one a lot, one. And he's not. They both have hats? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they both have sweet hats.
Look
it up right now. He is the last
thank
one.
God. I would have felt foolish. So yeah, Link. I mean, you're talking about something beautiful in video games that even at the time in the original Nintendo Entertainment System, you have the super iconic score that's being played by, like, full orchestras now. And here is just this, you can use, like, three notes. Good luck. You know, like, and it shows how much exploration you can do in a game. How much, like, mystery and puzzle solving, yet combat and different styles of combat and trying to figure out, like, exactly how to take down a boss in different ways. Like, what's the pattern? I mean, it sets up so much things for video games that come after it. And it takes it from this, like, side-scrolling thing, very simplistic thing, to, like, this is a world you can get really immersed into. And it's not just text-based where you're like, use the pie. You know, like, whatever. It's like, gameplay mechanics that you're actively swinging a sword, throwing boomerangs, and Link represents the link between you and the game world. That's, like, purposeful why he's named that way. Because you're really immersing yourself in the video game world. And I think that just, I mean, who doesn't want... Now what company is not making games like, how do we really immerse somebody in this? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So mine were Perseus, the OG, Superman.
The OG hero of time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Superman, Galadriel, and Link.
Nice. Good. So I guess the question for the viewers would be, like, who would you put on your geeky Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
You know, just to name a few. Or, like, maybe you can't think of all four, but you'd be like, this would definitely, they would definitely be on it.
Yeah. You could definitely get angry. It's like, how do you not have whoever we didn't have?
Because it's Sonic.
He's the fastest guy. Fastest guy. It's a very singing episode.
Sorry, it's our 60th birthday, Chris.
That's right. We gotta sing. We gotta celebrate.
Sing.
Another thing to celebrate is we got quite a bit of weapons of the week and mail. And that's always super exciting. So thank you everyone who does that. If you want to send in your weapons of the week, which weapons of the week, of course, are anything you've seen from movies or used in video games or read in books or whatever weapons were in those media, that is now, whatever the last thing you saw or read or played, that weapon is now your weapon to survive in the zombie apocalypse. Do you survive very long? Who knows?
Who knows?
So if you want to submit those to us, we'll have... Of course, all of our social medias in the description, but you can also find us at theportport.com. That's theportport.com. That's our website. There's a contact page. You can say, hey, what's up? What's up, brothers? And we'll say what's up back. And
bros?
Then you can give us your weapon of the week, and you can answer who's on your Mount Rushmore. All that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
So we're going to read some... Weapons of the week. Patrick, I got Yahoo pulled up. You want to pull up some the Twitters?
I got the tweets.
All right.
First one coming from good old Joe. He says, at Brothers Geek Pod, my hashtag weapon of the week is an opposing zombie apocalypse rumor to scare away the zombies. Alternatively, a rumor about my Tesla flamethrower collection. And in this tweet, he has quoted Elon Musk's tweet that says, the rumor that I'm secretly creating a zombie apocalypse to generate demand for flamethrowers is completely false. Which is something someone would say if they really, really were creating a zombie apocalypse.
100%. Now, see, the things get complicated here with Joe, because he's already made an opposing zombie... Like, if you recall from many episodes ago, he's already made his opposing zombie apocalypse army.
There's going to be three zombie apocalypses.
So he's got his cleric army already. Luke's...
Drawing of the three.
Our friend and listener Luke has made his army via some Warcraft shit. And we have... Joe's like, you know what I can do? More zombies.
But it's just a rumor. It's just a rumor, though.
Rumor of zombies.
He specifically says an opposing zombie apocalypse rumor. Scare away the zombies.
Well, it's a really
good... So this one's going to be the best and the biggest. And
what's great, though, is whenever you have a rumor and you can back it up with your astral cleric, like, zombie army, it's a pretty good rumor.
True. You can back it up.
Yeah.
You can back it up.
And maybe a flamethrower designed by Elon Musk? I don't know.
Maybe.
Or Ellen Ripley?
Yeah. Just get Ellen Ripley on it. Just have her wield it for you.
Yeah.
Andrew chimed in with Brothers Geek Pod watched Stand By Me for the first time, which shame on you, for the first time on January 29th, 2018. Are you serious? You're 30 goddamn years old. And you haven't watched Stand By Me before?
God. It has Will Wheaton.
Will? And Kiefer Sutherland.
That's right. Holy shit, I forgot about that.
And some dude that died. in real life. I forget his name.
Oh, yeah, that guy. River Phoenix, right?
Yeah, no.
No.
Is that... No. You're thinking of Indiana Jones.
That's the same kid.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Then, yeah. I think so. Because...
I'm pretty sure he's...
Stupid. Anyway, so my hashtag weapon of the week... Let's get back to Andrew's tweet. Is a dead body that will hopefully distract the zombies so I can get away. Which could work, because, you know, zombies want to eat the meat.
It's true.
So they might be distracted a little bit by a dead body.
How long until... Is there a point in time where the zombies are like, this has been dead too long and I don't want it anymore? Do they have to have, like,
I don't think zombies are picky eaters, honestly.
Is this broccoli? Yeah.
Is this vegan? Is this gluten-free dead body? Too high in fat.
You gotta drain the grease. God, what are you doing?
I said Worcestershire sauce, not A1 sauce. There's a difference.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Which
Tiffany replied to Andrew's tweet saying, I didn't know the zombies were Logan Paul.
Ooh, shit.
Burn.
Damn. Get lit.
Burn for that. But yeah, that's the tweeter ones. All
right. Well, we got an email as well from good old Jake. He writes in, the last game I played was Doki Doki Literature Club. Do you know what that is?
I do know what that game is.
Am I pronouncing it right?
Yes. Okay. It's like it's an anime game where you play an anime girl in a school, but your main mission is to, like, kill everybody? I'm pretty sure that's this game is.
Now we're talking. All right. So my weapon of the zombie apocalypse would be suicide. Jesus. I don't really care if I'm the one committing suicide or if it's the zombies. So this goes back to when you committed suicide for your weapons of the week.
Oh, I'm getting the story wrong. I'm thinking of a different anime game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got too many anime.
I don't know what this one is.
Got too many anime girls on the brain, man. Watch out.
Oof.
So yeah, I guess it works either way. Cause like you did many times ago, bashing your head in with a rock, that kind of takes care of your problem. But if the zombies committed suicide, maybe because there's only these dead bodies to eat now, and they're just so picky, they're just like, I don't even want to live. I just don't want to live anymore.
Oh, man. They have to really think about their actions. Yeah. You know? Like, God, what am I doing with my life? You know,
God.
They get really depressed.
Am I just eating people because I'm bored?
Yeah, apparently this is one of those, like, virtual novels where you play a high school student. It's still high school, so I got that part right. Which, anything anime, you could almost guess, like, it takes place in a high school. Where you're a male high school student who interacts with four female members, and the game features a mostly linear story with some alternate scenes and endings depending on the choices, and it appears at first glance to be a lighthearted dating simulator, but it is in fact a psychological horror game that involves heavy use of breaking the fourth wall.
Jesus Christ.
Sounds interesting.
Well, Jake, I hope it's the zombies that are playing this game because they could use some psychological analysis.
Yeah.
The
dude that, like, created, like, led the team is known for modding Super Smash Brothers and his custom Super Mario Maker levels.
And then this extremely depressing psychological thriller.
Yeah. And it's free.
Oh, that's awesome. It's always a good thing.
Yeah.
So, Patrick, do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right.
So, last night, me and my girlfriend watched Get Out.
Ooh, almost watched that the other night, too.
Yeah, we're trying to watch Oscar-nominated movies. And so, my weapon of the week would be systematic racism. which I think I would just belittle the zombies and just get a group of people with, like, picket signs and megaphones to yell at the zombies as much as possible. Nice. Maybe get, like, a fire hose or something.
Oh, shit. Well, what you could do, Patrick, though, if you're going to do that, you got to give them 1 month. Is theirs.
Sure.
Zombie month.
Zombie month. Yep. It'll be the shortest month of the year. So it'll be February as well. And,
Zombie History Month.
So we don't have to think about it too much, and then we can get right back to beating zombies with sticks.
Damn. Your weapon of the week got super real. Jesus.
But Get Out's a great movie.
Yeah, we almost watched it. I mean, definitely going to be watching it in the new apartment, which I'm really enjoying.
Yeah. I will say, you can watch it at night. We watched it at night. It's not, like, super scary or anything like that. It's just really kind of creepy. And
creepy weird. And psychologically fucks you up. Perfect.
Yeah. So, yeah, safe for night.
Oh, great. My weapon, picture it. I'm picking up this large gun. It's an RPG. I throw it up over my shoulder, you know, I get it up there. Here comes a group of zombies. Mm-hmm. What do I do? Well, pretty simple.
Shoot it.
You shoot that into that crowd of zombies. You're thinking, oh, man, this is going to be great. This canister comes out, shooting, flying at them. It's going to blow up. It's going to be great. Stops in midair. Whoa. Opens up. Bees fucking everywhere.
I was like, where is he going with this?
Just bees.
Bees! Is Nicolas Cage one of the zombies that you're shooting?
Yeah, he's stuck in a Wicker Man or something. I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
it's a missile launcher that launches a canister of bees. A lot of them.
What?
The end. I finished up like Borderlands 2 yesterday because my new roommates love this game and I get to play with them and it's fun. It's a hell of a lot of fun. But I picked up a weapon and all it said was like there was like the damage. It's like, you know, typical picking up a weapon in a RPG or whatever, and it's just like, okay, here's the stats and all that stuff, and it's corrosive damage or whatever. And then the description is like, bees, exclamation point. So I'm like, holy shit, is it what I think it is? And on the side is like a picture of a bee on the side of the RPG, of the missile launcher. So I was like, holy shit. So we were shot into a group of enemies, and the canister just opens up, and it just, like, this swirl of, like, it's great.
Acid bees.
It's just fucking bees. So, yeah.
Awesome. That probably be pretty good. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know how effective, like, are they killer bees? I don't know. It seems to work pretty well.
Killer bees.
Another great thing.
K-I-L-L-E-R bees. Come out at night. Give you a fright. Don't look now, but they're going to take a sting.
There has never been a more musical episode than this episode, and I appreciate it.
We should call this episode Brothers Geek the Musical.
Exclamation point.
Bees.
We have a little bit of listener mail as well. Jake, in that same email, he answered a few of the important questions from last week,
The week before. Which would Trump's Darth name be, and what would your Darth name be.
He says, also, I think Trump Darth. Trump's.
That's
I love
great.
It. Trump's Darth name would be Darth non-Mexico.
Darth no Mexicano, that's not, actually.
Yeah, no Mexicano. Sorry. At first, I read that as nom Mexico, like he was like nom-nomming Mexico.
Nom Mexicano. Nom, 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 nom.
And so that's pretty good. I appreciate that.
It's pretty good.
Darth Nobi Wan.
Nobi
Juan.
God damn it. Tiffany would be very proud of you.
Thank you. I'm sure actually a little proud of myself too. Nobi Juan. He says, and Pokemon has always been a part of me growing up, so my Darth name would be Darth Eamon. Am I saying that right?
Darth Eamon.
Eamon. Sorry, I should have let you
like Pokemon.
That.
Like Darth Eamon.
Oh, I like it. I like that a lot. Patrick, there's like 7 billion Pokemon now. I don't know if Eamon is a fucking Pokemon or what it is.
Eamon. And it's like this little guy with a beanie and like dreads. He's like, Eamon.
Yes, exactly. Oh, shit.
Buffalo Soldier.
That's all he says. That's like his name. That's his evolution is Buffalo Soldier.
Yeah.
He also seems to like of our Super Geeks episode because he says, and I think a cool topic for Super Geeks could be the runner from Ocarina of Time, which would be a
I like the postman.
The postman. Like,
I'll bet.
What's his story?
I don't even know how much lore there might be available.
Well, I mean,
it'd be interesting to look up at least.
I'm curious, honestly. And I mean, we dug a little bit.
It's your call next month, Chris.
I have an idea already for next month, but I do like this for future Super Geek episodes. Yeah. You dig in a little bit. I mean, look, we got the Carpenters already, and that got real weird real quick. So I'm only very curious. So yeah, is there was there any other mail? I don't think there was.
I don't think so.
So yeah.
But yeah.
If you do want to get a hold of us, like I said, go to theportport.com. We'll have links in the description. You can sell us your Geekmore, Mount Geekmore, and your Weapon of the Week, and any geeky things that might be on your mind. We're here for you.
Yeah. And then be sure to check out that link to Ripped Apparel and buy something cool for yourself and a friend or a family member.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
It's pretty great.
You can all get matching t-shirts.
Exactly. Other than that, is that our Geek of the Week there, Patrick?
I believe that's our Geek of the Week there, Christopher.
Nice. Then this is Chris signing off.
And Patrick.
K-I-double-L-E-R-B, come on at night, give you a fry. Don't look now, but they're gonna take a bite. Killer B, K-I-double-L-E-R-B.